107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and we are on the phone with the local community food center with Julie Docker Johnson. Julie, what a weekend.
Holy heck. All I have to say is I love the Blue Jays.
Yes.
They set the most beautiful example. And we are very lucky.
I agree. And that's all we'll say about that.
That is that.
Oh, man, we've got a great week once again coming up at the local, starting tonight with Monday night dinner.
We do indeed. So we start serving dinner at 4:30. We serve 4:30 until 6. And while dinner's being served, the access market's also open, and that's 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock with the freshest, most beautiful local produce and meat and eggs and dairy and, you know what, pretty much anything that you need, we have it, and we buy it wholesale, we sell it wholesale.
So it's fresh and affordable and fabulous.
Right? Yes.
Awesome. And then during dinner tonight, we have the city of Stratford is going to be there with a budget engagement kiosk.
Sure, we can call it a kiosk. Yeah, it's they've done it before, and it's really good. So it's making these conversations accessible to everybody. So City of Stratford staff will be here tonight, and they are here to talk to the community about the budget that they will be working on right now for 2026, what you think is important, what you don't think is important, but they are literally in this space because they want to hear what you say. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted, if you were coming for dinner, give some thought to what you might want to have a conversation with them about. If you weren't coming for dinner, maybe you should.
Yeah.
And you can use this opportunity to engage in something that is really important for the city.
Absolutely. Yeah,
yes.
It's a great opportunity.
Big time.
And then, of course, on Wednesday, we have the Align, Aim, Achieve program with Dave Mabee.
Yes. So we are into, this will be week 3 of it. So it's Wednesday evening from 6 till 8 here at the local. And it is amazing. So Dave is an amazing resilience coach, first off.
Mm-hmm.
But the program that he has created truly is incredibly thought-provoking. It's very interactive. We have had an amazing first few weeks, but if you haven't come and you want to, we will bring you up to speed. So you are welcome to come. Again, Wednesday night, 6 until 8.
Amazing. We just show up or we can email you.
You can email me or you can phone me. And if it gets to the day and you didn't do either, guess what? Just show up. I will be set for many because it's just something that I think these conversations are so important. And it's, you know, you're thinking of things in different ways, and sometimes different ways are really helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. Such a great program.
Yes.
And then on Thursday, we have another Nourish Market in St. Mary's.
We do indeed. So we pack up everything that's fabulous and fresh and local in the local's truck, and we take it on the road to St. Mary's, to the United Church, and it's from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock, and you can buy all your groceries, and the best part of it is, for those people that are in St. Mary's that need a lift, literally,
yeah.
We have a bus. So just check the bus schedule. It's on our website, on our Facebook page, on our Instagram page, and we have a free bus that has been paid for by St. Mary's Healthcare Foundation, and St. Mary's Mobility have made it all happen. And we have pickup spots, but if you need a ride to get to the Nourish Market, because it is on top of the hill, we've got that, and there's no charge, and we want you on the bus.
Yeah, awesome. So get on the bus, people.
Indeed.
Awesome. And the schedule is online. We can find that in advance.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. And then also on Thursday, this is really great. The Adult Learning Center is at the local on Thursdays.
Yes. Thursdays from 9 until 3. We have been doing this now for, you know what, a month or so. So they will always be in our space on Thursdays from 9 until 3. And you can call for an appointment just because Stephanie does get busy, so it's best to have an appointment. But she can help people learn how to use computers, how to use an iPad, how to use your phone, how to use Teams. I, for one, went to the Adult Learning Center before I got this job because computer literacy is not what I know. And apparently I needed to know something. So I went to the Adult Learning Center, and these incredibly patient people walked me through how to work in an office setting in 2025.
Amazing.
So, I mean, you can teach old dogs new tricks, and they did that indeed. I know how to send a Teams message now, and I can send emails and everything.
Amazing.
Yeah.
The Adult Learning Center can teach an old dog new tricks.
Absolutely, and I am proof.
That should be their motto.
Yes.
I love it. And then, of course, on Friday, lots of fun on Fridays at the local. And because it's the first Friday of the month, the blood pressure clinic is on.
Right. From 9 until 11, you can come to the local on Friday morning and you get your blood pressure checked by the incredible nurse people that are here doing that. And they keep record for you. And so if you need your blood pressure checked, you're welcome to come. And then you can stay for the seniors exercise program, which is 9:30 to 10:30, and that's ran by OneCare. And then you might as well stay for lunch, because we start serving lunch at 11, and that's 11 till 1. And while you, after you have lunch, you might as well go shopping in the market.
Look at
because
that.
It's open from 11 till 1 as well. So we basically have your entire Friday sorted out for you.
Absolutely. It's just a packed morning.
Yes, exactly.
That's perfect.
Yes.
It's just what you need on a Friday.
Right? Exactly.
Awesome. Well, going to be a great week at the local, as always.
Indeed.
And, of course, Julie, we'll chat again next week.
Yes, we will. Thank you.